This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Even if inflation is slowing, prices for many things are still significantly higher than they used to be, like cars. While the chip shortage that constrained inventory during the pandemic has eased up a bit, the price of new cars is still pretty high. A new report from auto research site Edmunds says the entry-level price for a new vehicle, once $20,000, is now $25,000, and the average buyer is spending much more. Marketplace's Christian Schwab looks at this one.
During the great car shortage over the last couple years, automakers used their very limited supply of semiconductor chips for their newest, shiniest, fanciest cars.
Because if they can't sell as many, they want to sell the more expensive versions of them.
Mike Ramsey is an automotive analyst at Gartner, and he says somewhere along the way, companies stopped focusing on more affordable sedans altogether.
The Ford Fiesta, the Ford Focus, the Ford Fusion.
The Mustang is the only traditional car Ford has not discontinued. Most automakers are focusing on trucks and SUVs, and it feels kind of like a chicken and an egg thing. Are people buying bigger vehicles because that's what's available? Or are companies making them because that's what people want? Jane Ulitskaya is an editor at Cars.com.
All of the above, I think. Automakers definitely turn to the most popular models.
She says trucks and SUVs made up nearly 80% of new car sales in March. And auto research site Edmunds says of those large SUV sales, more than 90% cost more than $60,000. Michelle Krebs is an analyst at Cox Automotive.
The new car buyer is a fairly affluent buyer, and those buyers tend to want big sport utility vehicles with the fancy features, and the luxury part of the market has really grown.
Krebs expects the trend to stay, which means average vehicle sale prices aren't likely to return to pre-pandemic levels.
It's like gas prices. The prices go way up, but they don't come down to where they used to be, and we just get used to it.
One bit of relief, the sticker price is not always what you pay. As interest rates rise, incentives like rebates and lease deals are returning. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.